Thank you. Evening Prayer Blues. All right, we've got one more, and then we're going to switch over to Pete Wernick and his Live Five, another highly original string group, charter member of the Republic of Strings, yes, a citizen of the Republic, yes. All right, so this last piece that we're going to play takes about as long to play as it does to melt a tea kettle. I don't know how many of you have, probably none of you have had that experience, actually. You probably all have electric tea kettle. You guys are all together, right? You live out in Denver. You have to be together, you know, because it's, you know, it's high up and everything. But for those of us who have had the experience of putting some water on to boil and then, going off and checking your email, or going out and going out to the garden, watering the lawn, or just general taking care of all kinds of business. Go take a shower. Come back a couple hours later, and there's a big lump of molten metal on top of the stove, and a big hole in the ceiling with little flames around the edges. It's an experience not to be forgotten until the next time it happens. So I decided to write a commemorative piece, which is indeed entitled Melt the Tea Kettle. So on behalf of Scott Nygaard, Rashad Eggleston, Brittany Haas, and myself, we'd like to thank the Denver Greens for bringing us out here and they're doing a great job. And we need to help them. I think everybody here is probably aware that we need to do more, melt more tea kettles, and
live in a city that almost elected a green mayor, so it is possible. San Francisco almost did it.
Yeah,
very close, 43%. So it's possible.
Yes. Figure out that at the grassroots level. Okay. In the meantime, we'll melt one for you.